This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh my gosh, I saw this story and all I could think to myself was, be still, my heart! Be still! Yeah, they found out the dude who shot Nipsey Hussle. You know what his name was? Eric Holder. I thought Eric Holder done gone rogue again. Shoot Nipsey Hussle. What did Nipsey have on Obama? That's what I was thinking. Here's a black rapper. Welcome everybody, Kevin Jackson's you're listening to. Black rapper, Nipsey Hussle. Gets shot in front of his clothing store. They considered him a community leader. He was supposedly going to expose some big pharma company or something. Whatever. I'm not saying, look, I don't know what big pharma does. I'm not exonerating him, but Nipsey Hussle's going to do it. Okay, maybe he was. You got to give me more evidence than that. Here's the thing. They make it sound like big pharma is the one who offed him. Yeah, big pharma shot Tupac and Biggie too, I guess, huh? KJ Radio 844. 551-8255. Nipsey Hussle getting all kinds of, you know, accolades because he's a community dude and he's speaking, you know, but let's help the community. There was a young kid, you should watch First 48, young black kid, he was a rapper making good rap music, Rival Rap Gang, run by the Police Benevolent Association, run by black thugs in his neighborhood, had beaten this kid up it two or three times. Finally, they killed him. They saw him at a library. Some dudes went in, stalked him, killed him, shot him dead. I saw the police footage. And don't worry about it. Nobody's going to know the kid's name. They don't even know the city he died in, which was Cleveland, by the way. Nothing. They know nothing about this kid. Black Lives Matter doesn't care about him. A kid who the community all said he did nothing but good. He was promoting nonviolence, things, growing the black community, and on and on and on. You know what those thugs, those freaking, oh my gosh, I got all kinds of words for them. They killed this kid dead, 17 years old. Saw a TV interview with him, and he was like, look, I don't know why these people, this kid had body slammed him on his head twice. Had to take him to the hospital. He was completely passed out. Two ladies had to carry him off. Bystanders filming it. Filming it. Now, man, the stories in the black community would break your heart. And they want to blame Whitey. They want to blame something else. Who should be blamed are black folks who allow this to occur. Anyway, Nipsey Hussle got shot by Eric Holder. And for a minute there, I thought, woo, we done really started something in 2019. By the way, Happy New Year. Happy New Year. I know we are, what, more than a quarter of the way through the new year. More than a quarter of the way. And I'm still saying it. I'll be saying it until the end. I'm telling you guys, this is going to be an amazing year for us. Already it's setting up to be that way. Trust me, this Eric Holder thing, it's a Freudian slip of what's about to happen to the real Eric Holder. He might go on a crazy, you know, some lunatic binge of something going after Republicans because they are afraid over there. And they have reason to be. I said earlier in the broadcast, they're in disarray. Jussie Smollett has them in disarray. They don't even know what to do with each other. Comey is concerned. He's fearful that the FBI will be investigated. Joe Biden, their number one contender, double-digit leader over Bernie Sanders. They're afraid now of his sexual, you know, proclivities and what have you, whatever his dalliances, what he's been done. Not even behind scenes, publicly. God forbid what you learn about Joe Biden behind the scenes. And then, while all this is going on, old sneaky Bernie, you know, the socialist, he's out there raising money, raised $18 million. And before you go, ooh, that's pretty good for Bernie or whatever, be happy for Bernie. Be happy. Bernie has just sucked $18 million Democrat dollars out of the system. I don't know how much money, as the song goes, I don't know, but I've been told. Yeah, anyway, I don't know how much money Kamala Harris is raising, Cory Booker is raising, Elizabeth Warren is raising, Hillary Clinton, if she decides to put her big buttocks into the race, then all the others, what is it, 14 now? I don't know what they've raised. I don't know what war chest Biden has. But here's what I do know. I want it sucked up. I wish them nothing but success. All of them. I hope they raise $50 billion each. And then they have to figure out which one is going to be it. Because they're going to be attacking each other and talking about reparations. No, I want reparations for Indians. I want reparations for Guatemalan midgets. I want reparations for women. I want reparations for the LGBTQ community, girlfriend. Whatever. Get them all. Suck that money in. Because you know what's going to be happening on our side. Donald Trump's going to run. And Donald Trump's going to win. It's that simple. And they could line up Steyer and all the other billionaires, Soros, all of them. They went after Trump before, and now he's got something he didn't have in 2016. He's got a track record in government that is second to none. Second to none. But he has something even more powerful. Oh, yeah. Even more powerful than his record. Even more powerful than him being a billionaire and financing his own campaign. Even more powerful than the 60-something million people who voted for him and put him in office and remain loyal. Donald Trump has the one card that he could not play on his own, and that is the crazy behavior of the Democrats. That's what he's got. He's got Joe Hans Biden, who's now putting his paws all over women, blowing the thing up. He's got Bernie the Socialist Sanders, who happens to be one of the richest socialists I've ever met. It's like a comedian buddy of mine said to me, he says, Kevin, I know socialists, and they don't have more than one suit. And I cracked up. He was like, Bernie got a lot of suits for a poor guy. Says a socialist will have a suit for the occasional interview or the occasional funeral or the occasional wedding, but it'll be the same suit. And he can't lose a lot of weight. He can't gain or lose a lot of weight because that's all he's going to get. Bernie seems to have a lot going on for himself, and now he's got $18 million more in the bank. So bang, you know what else is going on? Donald Trump has got Iran at bay. He's got North Korea singing nice to its sister country, South Korea. He's got the Russians pushback. He's got the Chinese who are banning fentanyl. I know there was a lady that contacted me saying she needed fentanyl for something. Okay, look, I'm not here to judge whether one needs it or another needs it. I don't know the chemical makeup, but I know the stories are it's killing a lot of people because it's being misused. Anything used properly is fine. Have fentanyl if it's used properly, but the Chinese say they're getting out of the business. You can thank Donald Trump for that if you happen to be on that side of that issue. I'm on neither side. I'm only looking at the very small piece of it, and I'll be openly honest about it. I don't know enough about it to say, ooh, this is definitively the way it should go. I'm just telling you, this is good news, politically speaking, because he's dealing with the opioid crisis. The economy is booming, and it's helping women, it's helping blacks, it's helping all the other minorities. He's putting up a border wall, and I could go on. These are the good things. This is why we support him, and this is why the Democrats are scared.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Join speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach, and get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, and bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
As I said earlier, Democrats haven't fought at all. They had a passive takeover, mostly because of academia, a passive takeover of the ideology of America. That takeover didn't strengthen any of their ideas, and in fact, my claim is it made them weak. It made them incestuous. They bred the same ideas, the same crazy. And what did it come up with? It came up with the distorted views of people like AOC and Omar, people who hate this country, people who are representatives of Americans, but they're actually representing foreigners. They don't even understand their real job here. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. So the only defense that they know of on the left is to cry racism. That's all. It does. Donald Trump is racist. I cannot tell you how many memes I've seen about it, how racist he is. You, as a follower of Trump, you are also equally racist. You've seen this, right? So you know you're not. I mean, and you finally got to the point where you laugh. Hopefully you're chuckling at the notion of it. But here's what I want to say about this. This incessant call of racism has finally hit the end of the internet. It finally reached the end of the road. Nobody cares. Somebody, Donald Trump signed, as I said, the First Step Act and the Second Chance Act, which frees blacks, gets them out of prison, and gets them real jobs, working with industry to say, look, we're no longer going to be looking at people's criminal past in jobs. We want to get these people back into the mainstream. They made mistakes, and if they don't make any more, they're good to go. So, which is going to disproportionately benefit blacks. That's resonating in the black community, just so you know. I played clips of black people. I played a clip the other day of a black lady. I wish you could see the video. It's not like this lady is on Wall Street. She's a felon. And she came out and said, Donald Trump is the man. And there are many blacks that believe it, that know it, etc. She's a felon. And she's saying this about Trump. Trust me when I tell you, other people are saying it too. So here's what I'm trying to get to. You are finally at a point where racism is being discussed in America. And even people on the left are going, come on. Come on. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. That's why every time people tell me, they send me notes. Kevin, they call blah, 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 race. I go, good. Every time I get those notes, I go, good. And they ask me, what are you talking? I go, it's good. It's good that they keep using it. They've overworked it. Overworked it. When Donald Trump made the comment about these women saying, if you don't like America, leave. Let me tell you something, folks. That is the average American sentiment about anybody that comes here and does not embrace what we've given to them. And you want to know why we can say that? Because we are well-traveled. We know the world. We've seen the world. I certainly have. And I'll tell you, there's nowhere I want to go. But if for some reason the United States had a problem and I had to go somewhere, I would be the best citizen of my new country you could possibly have. Because if something chases me out of the United States, then I'm definitely going to be thankful for where I land. That is the sentiment across any land. See, that is a universal feeling. If somebody brought me as a child into their home, and then all I did was criticize, man, y'all got this old sorry house, man, y'all this old sorry food, and y'all are racist and oppressive and all this. It would finally say, well, you know what? You can go find a new home. Let me tell you something about people who get adopted. See, because I know a little bit about this, having gotten over 1,000 kids adopted in a decade. When you get a child, their forever family, let me tell you, they may have problems because the children have latent issues created by leftists. See, leftists are the people that have abandoned these kids, that have abused these kids in ways you don't even want to know. And then there's a family that steps up and takes them. So they have to deal, that family, that new family, has to deal with the residual effects of leftism in those children. And sometimes it's very difficult to deal with. But when they stick it through, when that family shows that kid, you can destroy your room or whatever. That's your room. You destroyed it. I'm not replacing anything. But you now have a roof over your head. When they give them food and they hoard it and they have it in their closets and it, you know, spoils or whatever because these kids are not used to having food, the family just goes, hey, I understand, but there's food in the refrigerator. It's better if you eat it in there, okay? Well, there are roaches in my room. I told you, don't bring food into your room, and there won't be roaches in your room. You know, things like this. And when the family just, it finally gets them to understand that they are part of a family, you want to know what those kids do? They thank their lucky stars. Talk to a kid who has emancipated out of foster care, never found a family, and you will talk to a person whose soul is just a little bit hurt. It's weakened because they feel like nobody wanted them. Talk to a kid who got a forever family. No matter what they went through, they are so grateful for that family. And they don't talk about it. They don't talk negatively. They say, you know what? My parents weren't perfect, but they gave me as much of a perfect life as I could possibly have. So what I'm getting at, people, is this is a universal feeling that people have. when they are put out of a bad situation and into a better situation. And there is not a person who is coming to America who can say with any credulity that they left something better. If you came here, you left something worse, and you are now part of the best. And if you can't make it, it isn't America's fault. And let me explain. This is not just Americans talking about this. This is every country in the world. If you squander America, I don't care whether you're from Britain, France, or you're from some third world crap hole. Everybody in the world knows you did it. America did not let you down. And this is why I love that Donald Trump picks these fights. Donald Trump gets it. He makes people understand that, you know, this racism thing and all these other things that people are talking about with America, that's just nonsense. Every time one of these leftist clowns cries racism, we are winning. I don't know about you, but I'm sick of the lies of the left, and so are the majority of Americans. And I'm not just talking about us. I'm not just talking about conservatives. Democrats are finally getting sick of their own party whining incessantly about something that they aren't getting. They're tired of it. I'll give an example. I use the term quite often of, you know, shut up and grow a pair. And I was looking at an article, and we'll get into it here in a bit, that says, well, you're not going to be able to use certain terminology, you know, man this, man that, woman this. And I thought, when is grow a pair going to get outlawed? Right? Because it essentially signifies grow a pair, become a man, man up. You know, you've heard the term man up. When are terms like that going to finally, people go, you can't say that anymore? Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'll say it as long as I live. But you understand what I'm talking about. Again, leftism creeping into everything that we do.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
China will not be looking into former Vice President and 2020 presidential candidate Joe Biden, despite President Trump saying they may want to. A spokesman today says they have no intention of intervening, adding, "Our position is consistent and clear." After a meeting in Seattle about lowering prescription drug prices, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's not happy that President Trump blocked the U.S. ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, from testifying.
He has said through his lawyers that he's fully prepared to come to testify. There will be a subpoena issued.
Meanwhile, House Republican from Ohio, Jim Jordan, says the Democrats are playing dirty pool.
That treatment is the reason why the administration and the State Department said we're not going to subject Ambassador Sondland to the same treatment. And look, we were actually looking forward to hearing from Ambassador Sondland.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm going to get more into some of the other people and some of the comments they've made and how their political careers are just going downhill. All the people that relied on the presidency to uplift their careers are finding out it isn't like that. I talked earlier about Kamala Harris sleeping her way to the top. Remember the Jussie Smollett incident where she was standing behind Jussie and it was a tragedy and a travesty that he would be attacked in Chicago. Then it blows up in their faces and she says nothing. She got called out on it. But where's her campaign? Where's Yang? Yang is a multimillionaire. Maybe he's a billionaire. Where's his campaign? And Swalwell. People, the Democrats in this race look like buffoons. I mean, go back and look at the people who ran against Donald Trump. Steel sharpens steel. And they made Trump work for it, and he did. He fought his way in that gladiator arena, and he won. And the Democrats don't have any gladiators. They got a bunch of cream puffs. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. But I made a prediction. I made a prediction that Joe Biden would not be the Democrats' nominee. And I bet there were many of you out there going, Kevin, you must be crazy, man. He's leading like crazy. He's leading. And I was like, okay, great. I get it. I understand everything you're being told. I understand everything you're being sold. Because a sale is being made. Joe Biden, shoe-in, blah, blah, blah. Remember Jeb Bush? Remember he was the shoe-in for the Republicans.
Jeb Bush has already raised $100 million. Who's going to be able to overcome that?
And Jeb Bush squandered $100 million. It up and disappeared like a fart in the wind. So who? The only difference with the Democrats is they don't have a great white hope. They don't have a great black hope. They don't have a great women hope. They don't have a great gay hope. They have no great nothing hope. They don't have a Trump. And I'll get into that in a second. But I made the prediction about Joe Biden. And people writing to me, Kevin, who do you think? I mean, come on. Who do you think it's going to be? I don't know. I really don't. The other day I said, I'm going to guess Buttigieg. I think they want to run. I think Buttigieg is going to set up to be the Dukakis for George H.W. Bush. And I believe that he's setting up to be the Mondale for Reagan. He's just going to come out of the blue. And the reason is they don't have anybody. They got nothing. At the time when Dukakis ended up getting the nomination, just FYI, a guy named Gary Hart was going to get it. Good-looking guy, but he was a philanderer. Dude was messing around publicly, and it ruined his career. And maybe he would have been. Maybe he probably would have won. I don't know. Maybe he would have beaten whoever he's going to run, H.W. Bush. But he didn't. Anyway, let me just stay in the modern times. So it'll probably be Buttigieg. There's nobody good enough on their ticket. So why not the millennial governor a millennial mayor of a little city in Indianapolis? Why shouldn't he be president? Because he's not going to make it. You can look at the polling and all that. But I want to focus. I'm the one jumping around, but you keep making me, audience. I want to focus on what I told you about Biden. I told you Biden would be attacked for his record or lack thereof. I mean, Biden's record is a record of lying, a record of plagiarism, a record of being a hanger-on, a record of trying to look the part of a smart man knowing that he's a buffoon. You might as well put a baboon in a suit and send him out with Barack Obama, because then you'd have two baboons in suits. Oh, he made a monkey reference to a black guy. Hey, it's okay. It's okay, affiliates and radio stations. Kevin Jackson is authentically black. He can make simian references to Barack Obama with impunity. Anyway, immunity, I should say. So we've got Biden, who is a seriously flawed candidate. And you want to know why? His number one calling card is he was vice president for Barack Obama. Now, in the old days, that might have been okay. I don't know, running in 2016, I don't think it would have helped him. But maybe somebody would have lived on the muscle memory of what they want to believe about Barack Obama. But in the new days, where Donald Trump has destroyed, rightfully so, the legacy of Barack Obama, you can't run on that. So Biden's number one calling card is gone. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com. So what's he got? He's got his record as a senator. Have you looked at this? The dude, he's Hillary Clinton on steroids when it comes to putting black people in prison. He's creepy. He's sleepy. He's even criticized people for being too old. When Biden was 29, he was criticizing a 59-year-old for being too old. Now Biden is 77. He's 18 years past what he was criticizing somebody else. And it's showing. So you have that. But Biden's also, the thing that got me, for those of you wondering, Kevin, how did you know? What tipped you off? Well, lots of things. Biden's not qualified to be president is the first thing. And the level of desperation that the Democrats are showing. That, you know, you're begging a guy to come in who's Biden, for all intents and purposes, should be spending time with his grandkids. He got to the number two position in America, and he's still running, you know, still trying to figure out what he wants to do with his life. Anyway, here's a clip I want you to hear.
Jevening lead in a New York Times profile of Joe Biden's 1988 presidential campaign, the first time he ran for president. He lied to voters, according to the New York Times, quoting aides of Biden's, about having marched in the civil rights movement. This is Biden making this false claim in 1987.
When I marched in the civil rights movement, I did not march with a 12-point program. I marched with tens of thousands of others to change attitudes.
And the New York Times reports, quote, more than once, advisors had gently reminded Mr. Biden of the problem with this formulation. He had not actually marched during the civil rights movement. And more than once, Mr. Biden assured them that he understood and kept telling the story anyway. That is really, really weird.
It is. And the story was a reminder that in that 88 race, he was one of the younger candidates in the race. He was 44 years old. He was the new generation. But, if you haven't read the book of What It Takes about the 1988 campaign, the rich chapters of Joe Biden and others, but it does point out a problem, a challenge for Joe Biden. Has he fixed that issue? When he gets very comfortable out on the stump speaking and other things, he has tended to embellish. He has tended to, make things sound slightly rosier than they are. Now, his aides went back to say, look, he was in office marching for the idea of civil rights, but was not actually marching in the streets. But That would not fly as much. But he was supporting civil rights. But I'm saying that in today's
Twitter.
Okay.
I know, you're just telling what they said.
Right, but in the age of Twitter today, Instagram, there would be pictures of him not marching. That's so right. You cannot get away with that in this moment. So that's his big challenge.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So the media continues to dig up, dredge up Joe Biden, his past. They're not attacking Biden. They're explaining that Biden is a liar. He's a plagiarizer and a liar. And what he's doing is he's doing this stuff for political expediency. Biden says that because it plays well. He doesn't even care that it's a lie. He's like, you know what? Most people aren't going to catch it. They're going to think I'm a proponent of civil rights. Now, I want you to juxtapose that to the notion that Biden was one of the sponsors of this criminal justice reform bill that sent blacks to prison in droves. The very thing that made blacks leave Hillary Clinton. I want you to put those two things together and tell me that Joe Biden's going to win the black vote. Do you think in a debate that Donald Trump won't talk about Biden's civil rights record and know all about it and be able to expose it? You starting to get the picture? Okay. Here's the deal. If Joe Biden is the front runner, and you know how the media works, somebody explain to me, how does the front runner end up under attack? Barack Obama, at this point in an election cycle in 2008, do you believe that the media would be attacking him like this? Dredging up all the things that he did or didn't do, talking about life. Barack Obama was the worst person that could be elected. He had no experience. He had a sketchy record on all kinds of stuff. He'd done a crooked deal to buy to get his home with a guy who was in prison at the time. He had there were so many places to dissect Obama to get rid of him, and they didn't do it. And you want to know why? You already know why. He was the chosen one. Nobody wanted to mess with Obama, but they are messing with Biden. This is probably, I don't know, the third, and in my opinion, major attack on Joe Biden. I talked the other day about Buttigieg, and he alluded to Biden's age. Don't think that's going to go away. Don't think the creepy stuff is going to go away. And don't think the sleepy stuff is going to go away. They're going after Biden. They're eating.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA recently reported that 70% of all veteran suicides are by vets who have never been to the VA. There's a saying, when a person's name is written down where people can see it, that person will never be forgotten. Many of our veterans, past and present, feel that nobody cares about them. We will be holding the first Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Memorial Tournament. All the proceeds will go to purchase MP3 players for veterans. I know that veterans and their families all over the country will hear this announcement and not be able to play at the golf outing, but want to help. So here's your veterans tip of the day. If you have a family member or a friend that is a veteran, for $100 you can honor them and make sure they will never be forgotten. Go to songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us and sponsor a tea or a green in their name. Keep their memory alive. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Hey, Kevin, it is an absolute honor to get through with Scott to talk to you. But tell you what, you were talking about the burnout thing. Hey, I'm a 65-year-old white ham and egger. I work three jobs. I work 7 days a week. Yeah, we ain't making a ton of money or anything like that, but, you know, I ain't bitching. I ain't moaning. I just keep working hard. And, the good Lord has blessed me with a beautiful wife and kids and, you know, great grandkids and all that stuff and everything. And dyed-in-the-wool conservative, but trouble is, my wife's liberal as hell. We're like Mary Matlin and James Carville, you know. I'm Mary Matlin and she's James Carville. So, but anyway, I appreciate everything that you do. Thank God for your program. Thank God for Larry Elder, all these other guys, Rush, everybody. You keep fighting the good fight. Thank you for what you do, and absolute pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
All right. Well, thank you for the call, my friend. He's Mary Matlin in his relationship with his wife, and she's James Carville. Hey, good luck with keeping that together. I don't know many people who could. Welcome. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I was one of the callers. Left me a message a while back. Wanted to thank him for that. Appreciate everything you guys do in promoting the program, listening to the program, giving us feedback on the program. And I also appreciate that sentiment because, as I've explained many times, we don't, this team doesn't put this show together with anything. There is no agenda. You know, like, oh, we're going to promote the right-wing agenda. We look at what we find crazy, and we promote it. It's really that simple. We discuss it. We want you guys to be able to, you know, figure it out for yourselves. But I'm going to let you know when people do stupid things, like the San Francisco board authorizing $600,000 to destroy a mural of George Washington. I talked about this on the show a couple of times already. They said, it's rude and disrespectful to people's cultures. The country that wouldn't even be a country if it weren't for General George Washington, who became America's first president. And they say it's rude and disrespectful. School board president agreed. I think the images are really harmful. TeaPartyCommunity.org is an activist organization. This is one of the places we should target. We should target San Francisco, target this school board, and explain to them, ask them a simple, who would you want a mural of? Malcolm X? I mean, not that I have a problem with Malcolm X, but Che Guevara? I have a problem with that one, so let's do that. Who do you want a picture of? Castro? What's going to be left? I've talked about incrementalism a lot. Incrementalism in the emasculation of men. Let me tell you, men are in short supply. I'm talking about real men. Men who live up to their word. Do what they say what they do. Those kind of guys. Handshake is as good as a contract kind of men. They're in short supply. Girly men, men who will tell you one thing and do something completely different, they are growing by leaps and bounds. Rude and disrespectful. One guy, board's vice president Mark Sanchez, says painting it over represents not only a symbolic fresh start, but a real fresh start. A fresh start to what? When you guys ask yourselves, are school boards important? City councils? All these little roles. You better know the answer. They're important. Are you going to be able to do this in San Francisco? Make any headway? Short answer, no. Too far gone. Doesn't mean you can't raise a stink. It's unbelievable. Anyway, those were some of the comments that were made about George Washington. What about Nike? Recalling flag shoes because of Kaepernick. What's with all the corporations sucking up to the political correct world? What's with this? How powerful are you, conservatives? I'm just curious. Look, I don't care. I'm not boycotting Nike. I'm not one of these guys that says boycott Nike, do whatever you want. I mean, you know, let's organize and do it. I'll tell you this, though. I don't buy it. I won't buy Nike. I don't buy Nike. I've gotten rid of most of my Nike. When did executives, though, lose their male, you know, genitalia? When did theirs shrink up to be the size of raisins is what I want to know. Because let me tell you something. Your money is much better than a leftist money. You spend it more freely. You make more of it. You spend it more freely. You don't try to cheat. You don't wear something and take it back. When did we allow this to happen? I get frustrated because Chick-fil-A, Hobby Lobby, two examples of stores that said, we're not capitulating to the left, and their sales went through the roof. We still aren't making our point. Why not? Why is it that we can't convince these corporations that following this weirdness trend, transsexual bathrooms, blah, 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 is nonsense? Look at how it hurt Target. Initially, Nike stock lost millions. I followed it. It went back up. It's actually higher than what it was. I hope it's dropped again. I haven't watched it anymore. But I hope it's dropped again. When are we going to make our point? When do we get together and prove our economic prowess? The power of our dollar? Or do we just let it go? I don't have to answer these questions. I'm just asking. These leftist-run organizations, capitalists, are bending to any leftist agenda that is out there. They bend to the LGBT agenda. They bend to the BLM agenda. They bend to whatever's out there. It doesn't matter. But they won't bend to your agenda, which is no agenda. You're asking them, make a good product, sell it at a good price. I don't really care. I don't care if it has no trans fat. I don't care if it's gluten-free. I don't care if it's smokeless. I don't care about your transgender bathrooms. I don't care about your GMO, what do they call it, NGO supporting, we do this, or we don't bring in blood diamonds, or we only get our coffee beans out of monkey butts. I don't care. Make a good product, sell it at a fair price. All of this comes from the problem we have in America, the biggest problem, which of course is leftism. But the biggest problem, the bigger problem than leftism, is the fact that we finance our leftists. See, if leftists had to get off their lazy butts and go to work and get fleeced the way we do, they wouldn't have all this free time to think up nonsense. How do we derail this train? Because, see, that train has been running down the track for decades. Don't let Muslims pray, have their own prayer rooms in your company, a boycott. Muslims don't want to take liquor, ship liquor in a truck because it's against their religion, as if they know what's in the back or if it matters. Do you think Allah is going, oh, you ship liquor, you don't get your virgins? So they're so disingenuous, they lie through their teeth. When it suits them, they can do whatever they want. They can lie to the infidel if it's all for the sake of jihad. But God forbid you actually say, hey, you got to take this truck from Kalamazoo to Timbuktu. And, oh, what is in the truck? I cannot take that. It's what is against my religion. Suddenly everything is against their religion. But not when they want to blow up gay nightclubs or shoot up gay nightclubs or shoot up Christmas parties or drive trucks over people. I would venture to tell you that killing innocent people is against their religion. I would think so. Anything that's called a religion has to have some form of piety, some form of humanity. Not theirs. So anyway, go to the grocery store. And you get to see it all. It's no trans fat, you know, no sugar, no this, nah. And it's just, and what's funny about it is, you'll see a product that never had gluten in it. Never. And it'll be on the package. Not way made with glutens. Okay, thanks for that, for Beanie Babies. Or, you know, thanks for that for sugar, this or that. I mean, has nothing to do with glutens. Never did. But now the packaging needs to have it so people, oh, it's gluten-free. not made by child labor. I don't care who made. Look, if the laws in some land says kids 14 years old can make it, I'm not going to dispute it. The left certainly don't. They certainly don't hold Africa to the same standard as us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.